Shalom. Hello, my friend. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you. Yes, that's right, from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I just want to say that we've been talking this week about Joseph and how he is a type of Christ, and how during a time of famine, when he was living in Egypt and the Lord gave him the word to Pharaoh, Shalom, as we saw that in the Hebrew a couple of days ago. And that word shalom means wholeness. And as Joseph released that word, shalom, wholeness, that God took that word and it became flesh. Through wisdom and knowledge, the Lord began to reveal how to bring economic blessing to Egypt. But the course was set in action when those words were released through Joseph, shalom. Just like God created this earth with words, and just like he told us in Ephesians chapter 5 to be imitators of God, that we are to speak words of faith. And so there may be famine in your conditions around your home, your town, your community, but thank God that we can look to the word. And it says in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, he who loves life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. So we put a guard over our mouth. We refuse to speak words that will destroy our faith. Stop saying, oh, things are so bad, I just don't know how we're going to make it. Stop saying, I'm just afraid of what we're going to have to go through. Stop listening and watching things that are negative. Be aware that the secular media spins information to sell news. It's one thing for us to use the news resources to become aware of the events in our world, but it's another thing to become so invested and focused on the negativity that our emotions become controlled and our faith is defeated. Recognize that our place is a prosperous place, that we are raised up together with Christ, Ephesians chapter 2, and made to sit together with him, far above Fox News, far above CNN, far above all the smoke of this world. But we have been seated with him, and the same book of Ephesians says, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So to see life and good days, we put a guard over our mouth and we say, I'm blessed. In Jesus Christ, I'm blessed. I'm not moved by what I see, but I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe the word of God that Jesus Christ has blessed me and redeemed me from the curse of poverty and redeemed me by his precious blood. I thank you, Lord, as I see in Colossians, that I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. That kingdom of darkness stands for Satan. I've been delivered out of the kingdom of Satan, out of the kingdom of sin, out of the kingdom of sickness. And thank God I've been delivered into a kingdom of his beloved Son. That kingdom of health, that kingdom of spiritual life with the Father, that kingdom of blessing. And I allow my tongue to release words of shalom, wholeness, blessing in the Lord Jesus. Here's a scripture that the Lord spoke, and it's found in the Gospels. Therefore, take no thought saying. Take no thought saying. In other words, don't speak these negative thoughts like, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I would like to share with you a couple of testimonies. The first one is from a lady by the name of Mrs. J.R. Goodwin. She and her husband, Reverend Goodwin, were pastors for many years in Texas and were Kenneth E. Hagin's dear friends. And they've gone on to be with the Lord, lived to be a great age. But they have left a book called A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence, compiled and edited by Joe Jordan. And our ministry has it, and if you would like it, you can call and write at the end of this broadcast. But in this book, a tribute to spiritual excellence. And on page 66, Mrs. Goodwin talks about, we call her Mama Goodwin, this particular story, and I think it will bless you. It was on a Wednesday night. We went to the church and we were out of food. We prayed and asked the Lord to send us some money. He sent us money that night, but there was not a store open in the little town. The children were hungry, and we never been in that situation before, as this was our first church and our first experience of having to depend solely upon the Lord. That was what we had purposed to do. I told my husband I was going to make some pancakes. And he said, "Now, Mama, how are you going to do that? We don't have any flour or meal." Well, I told him he was going to pray and praise the Lord, and I would dip the flour out of the flour bin. I believe God was going to give us enough flour to make the pancakes. We went in the kitchen, and I told him to start praising the Lord. I looked in the flour bin, and I suppose by beating the sides of the bin that I could have gotten a teaspoon of flour. But as he praised the Lord, I began dipping the flour. God multiplied it, and I dipped out a bowl of flour and made pancakes. We had all we wanted, and there were some left over. We did have a little syrup to go on the pancakes, and that was the only food we had in the house. Hallelujah. Doesn't that remind you of the Old Testament where there was a widow and she was commanded to feed the prophet, and she had a son, and she said, "What do you mean feed you? Because all I have is just enough meal for one last meal for my son and I, and then we die." But oh, thank God, by faith she fed that prophet. And by this supernatural God whom we serve, he multiplied that meal, and they had more than enough. And so I thought that would bless you. And according to Philippians chapter 4:19, "And my God will liberally supply all your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Now, going back to Mama Goodwin, when she talked about this pancake story, she said, "The next morning, early, my husband went to the store and bought us some bread, bacon, and eggs, and we had a nice breakfast. And then about 11 a.m., a lady knocked on the door and said the Lord had told her to come and bring us some groceries. She had brought a small sack of flour, 5 pounds of sugar, a pound carton of shortening butter, and some canned milk. Of course, we were very grateful. That afternoon, a man who had driven in from the farm to do some grocery shopping came to the parsonage and brought us 24-pound sack of flour, 10 pounds of sugar, 4 pounds of shortening, bacon, eggs, and a lot of canned goods, and did we ever have a good time praising the Lord. Then that night, someone knocked on the door, and as I opened it, a group of church people came in with groceries, marched around our table singing, 'When the Saints Go Marching In.'" They were singing this as they're marching around their kitchen table, and loaded the table with all kinds of good things. God had certainly heard and answered, and we had an abundance of food. And that was the beginning of our ministry, where we really learned to trust the Lord for all our needs. Many people in town were saved, filled with the Spirit, and several were healed of serious diseases. The glory of the Lord fell upon that church, and it grew rapidly and was known all through that part of the country. We met many of the townspeople, and until this day, we have a lot of good friends there, and God did it all. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God. I mean, she just told her husband, when they had nothing but a little teaspoon of flour, "You do the praising the Lord part, and I'll do the dipping." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a supernatural God. I wanted to tell you a little story about my own life. My husband and I were living in California, and he had lost his job, and we had run out of food, and we had 2 little babies, and we were down to a jar of peanut butter, about half a jar of peanut butter, and he got ready for work. He had just started his job and hadn't worked there 2 weeks yet to get a paycheck. And I was home with the kids, and so I didn't have any income. And so I said, honey, we're down to half a jar of peanut butter. And I said, what are we going to do? And he had his hand on that front door getting ready to walk out to go to work. And he looked at me and he said, honey, we're going to trust God. And something just in those words, trusting the Lord, went into me. And I said, that's right, honey, we're going to trust the Lord. So all day long, I'm just praising the Lord, thanking Him, praising Him, just like Papa Goodwin was doing whenever Mama Goodwin was dipping out that flour, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. And that night, my husband came in, and he had all kinds of food. And I said, honey, where did you get this food? And he said, well, I work for a company that sells packaged food, prepackaged food, and companies from all over the United States want their product to be distributed. So they send their finest as an example, hoping that we will be interested in the taste and the quality of it and want to distribute it. So here we have these samples of beef stroganoff and all of these delicious meals. And they were just piling up in one of the little storerooms. And the owner of the company said, we need this storeroom for office space. Is there any employee here that would take these samples home? And my husband looked around and no one raised their hand. And he said, well, sir, if you don't mind, I'll take them home. And so the owner of the company said, have at it. So just sack after sack of all these wonderful meals, folks, we were delivered from the half a jar of peanut butter to gourmet meals. And we sat down eating like kings and queens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. And so just one other story. I had gotten down to one dress, and the Lord said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I needed a dress. So I needed more dresses to preach in. So I sewed that dress. I gave it to a little Mexican lady who lived next door, who worked in our apartment area. And I'll tell you, that afternoon I was on my knees worshiping, praising God for the joy, for it's more blessed to give than receive, and believing God and trusting Him for more dresses. And there was a knock on the door, and I walked to the door, opened it. There was UPS with a great big box, and in it was a big supply of a wardrobe of the finest dresses money could buy. A lady in Alabama, I'd never been to that state, and she said, you were just on my heart. I own a gift shop. Here is your wardrobe. I'm telling you, we serve a supernatural God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from Prayer Mountain. Call or write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call 417-336-4877. You can also log on our internet, Billy Brim, that's B-I-L-L-Y-E, Brim, B-R-I-M .org, or 1-800-972-3447. And know that we serve a supernatural God who works supernatural miracles. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and watch the Lord do great things for you. God bless you.